As part of the project, I'm here today in Cyprus and I've been joined by Magda Zenon, who, as well as being from the Cyprus Community Media Centre Governing Board, is also part of the Women in Peace process. But first of all, Magda, can you tell me something about the CCMC project?
Well, the CCMC project was started in an effort to make a space to bring the two communities together. The fact that it was the space that was allocated to it was in the buffer zone is no coincidence. It was a way of what the CCMC does. It does a recording of events. It does the it holds events. It does training on media training, on public service announcement training, on writing skills training, on social media training. But the whole idea is to try and make civil society more active within each other's community and try and push out what is actually happening on the ground in an effort to break away from the traditional medias, mainstream media.
So it's the Cyprus Community Media Centre. How are you viewed by other media in Cyprus?
Well, I think we're just about to make ourselves the third media pillar. But as yet, we are not as successful as we hope to we should be. Because we do, especially in the South, we don't have a particularly strong civil society.
We should say that the South part is the Greek part of the
island. The Greek-speaking part is the South. The Turkish-speaking part is the North. But we do, there has been a lot of work that has been done. There have been a lot of activities that the Community Media Centre has photographed or videoed that has stayed online. So we have come a long way in supporting an archive of what has been happening in the buffer zone or amongst civil society.
Because we're sitting here in an area that is actually neither Turkish or Greek. We're sitting here, as you say, in the buffer zone in between the two, which obviously is an important place to be because then you show yourself to be non-judgmental. You show yourself to be between the two.
Yes, and until recently, the buffer zone, and in Greek it's called the dead zone, okay, was quite lifeless because it's supposed to be an area that is without activities or movement because it's a space that protects the two warring communities. But it has turned, it has changed with the help of the Community Media Centre and then with the help of the Home for Corporation across the road. It's actually become quite a buzz. So there's a certain crowd of people that always hang out here. There's always something happening in the buffer zone, especially in this part of the buffer zone. So it can no longer be called the dead zone. And it's also a place that people, even the people that are weren't very comfortable going to the north or coming to the south because you have to show an ID document, coming to the buffer zone and being able to socialize either in a training or in a film screening or as a guest on one of the radio shows or for a coffee across the road, you have the opportunity to socialize or meet people from the other community without pushing your limits too much, getting too much out of your comfort zone.
Do you ever think there will be a time when it's not necessary?
Inshallah. We all like to hope, but you know, I don't know. I think there's such a lull in the peace negotiations. There's such a deflation in the energy of the people on both sides, I would say, because the South is facing presidential elections in February and the North is facing parliamentary elections next year. And in the North, there seems to be a growing right-wing trend. In the South, I don't know what's going to happen because there's also right-wing rise and we don't know who's going to win the elections. And in not knowing who's going to win the elections, what that is going to mean for the peace negotiations going forward.
Do you ever face hostility from either side?
No. No. That's why, I mean, it's quite weird calling this a conflict zone because I think Cyprus qualifies as one of the safest places to live in the world. So what we have is live a frozen conflict, which in essence is a lot more violent than a real conflict because there's a subliminal threat or there's a subliminal uncertainty. But no, there isn't real hostility. You'll have personal outbursts, but not ethnic necessarily.
As well as being part of the Cyprus Community Media Centre, you're also part of the Women in Peace process. Mm. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, women are not part of the process, okay? They never have been. The discourse, the political discourse, has always been masculine and patriarchal. The discussion has always been ethnic, Turkish-speaking, Greek-speaking. The question of equality is only ethnic. So women are not in the process, which also partly explains why we haven't found a solution for the last 43 years. We've done a lot of work. We're a group of usual suspects, we like to call ourselves, that keep on pushing for women in the peace processes. I was involved in one of the founding members of Hands Across the Divide, which came together in 2002, the first time there was a woman's organization that was island-wide and did not have a north part and a south part. We worked together. We came together in the hope of creating a culture of peace and for pushing for women in the peace process. We did a lot of great activities, such as at the checkpoints. We put placards, and we were engaging people of what does peace mean to you, okay? And surprisingly enough, we came up with about 190 explanations. We also put together a gender-friendly Cyprus solution. We divided into groups and we did workshops on the media, education, institutions, and we put together a gender-friendly Cyprus solution that we presented to leaders of both communities, to the mediators at the time, to the embassies involved, the Greek, the Turkish, and the British. We've done the Peace Bus, which has been our most popular activity, which is taking people to an area either in the north or in the south, trying to find displaced people and taking them back, but making sure the community leader knows we're going, planting an olive tree. We've been to places like Kofino, which there was a massacre. So when we went there for our peace bus about 6 years ago, you go in with a bit of trepidation, but it worked. So we've been doing a grassroots work, and then we've got the gender advisory team that was at a higher level in the sense that we were putting together real recommendations to offer to the negotiators. We, with the help of the UN Good Officers, we actually had meetings with them. We had input. And then there's the Cyprus Women's Lobby. And the way the Cyprus Women's Lobby is, which is affiliated to the European Women's Lobby, it's an umbrella group of different organizations, and each with their specialization. So I'm there, still as Hands Across the Divide, UN Security Council Resolution 1325. So we've done lobbying there. We're much better than what we used to be, because now equality is being spoken about. Now they can't just push us to the side. They even, in 2015, as a confidence-building measure, they created a gender equality technical committee. Unfortunately, they did it a bit to tick the box, but they still did it, okay? They still did it a step forward. So, and we also now, with all the lobbying that we're doing in different groups, Cyprus is the second last country in Europe not to have a national action plan on women, peace and security. And we're on the brink now of putting together a national action plan. Tenders are ready to go out. I don't know how the Equality Commission is organizing it, but we're on the brink of starting the process for a national action plan. So I like to remember the things that have happened so as not to get disheartened.
One last question. If we were to come back and meet again in 10 years' time, which I very much like to do, will we have made any progress? Will you have made any progress?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
I think
women, firstly, we will have a national action plan. Even though it's a process and something that doesn't happen overnight, I think the process in itself will be progress. Because in building, putting together a national action plan, you've got to go out into the community, you've got to build civil society, raise awareness in civil society, you've got to raise political awareness, you've got to raise the political will for this to be implemented, you've got to bring in experts like the Bosnians or the Ukrainians that have divided communities. You've got to bring them in. So I have no doubt we will have made progress. Maybe not the desired progress or as much progress, but I have no doubt about that. Can I tell you about my radio show? Because that's also part of my peace process, or what I would like, my involvement. I'm the longest running broadcaster on MyCY Radio, which is part of CCMC. Okay, we've got different programs. I to a women's forum, okay. It started off when an Indian woman who's got a community media radio station in Delhi came and spoke, and I was inspired. So I started a women's forum. Initially, it started off being because, you know, community radio is you give a voice to the community. But we've got such a small community, so you cannot keep on recycling voices. So what I did is I turned it around. And now I've interviewed Eve Ensler, Jodie Williams. I've actually brought in peace activists or women involved in gender-based violence to speak, because I think if we want to change the discourse, if you want to change the conversation, maybe you need to change the voices. They might not, you might not agree with them, but at least if you change the voices that people are listening to, we have a chance. So I'm very proud of the fact that 4.5 years running, I think I've missed 5 shows, 1 hour a week as a volunteer, and I've put people on my radio show that the local official mainstream radio haven't dared to put on. Eve Ensler, Vagina Monologues, who's, and I just made the call, or Jodie Williams, Peace Prize Laureate. But my focus is women, peace and security. I do talk about other things, but when I talk about women, peace and security, my face lights up and my passion comes out.
Magda Zenon, a delight to meet you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for having me here with you, and I'm sure we will have progress in the near future.
This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Front Solidarität, the Cyprus Community Media Center, and the Punjabi Center Desi Radio, and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.